coming here today. For most of us, it's obvious why we're here. But for my purification, I'll say a few words and glorify Shiva Rudev and all the December Vaishnavas. The reason why we're here today is because we're all suffering in the blazing fire of material existence. Samsara dava nana divaloka tanaya kavana kanana kanana from Bhaktasya Kalyana Nanabhasya Vande Ganoshi Janarabinda. We're all suffering the threefold miseries of material existence. Adi Daivaka, Adi Bhavaka, and Adi Atmaka. We're suffering tsunamis, cold weather, earthquakes, plagues, AIDS, so many things. H5N1, the moon plague. So many terrible things that we have to suffer under the direction of the demigods. Forces outside of our control. We're also suffering under our bodies, various ailments, sicknesses, disease, old age, and ultimately death. And we're also suffering from other living entities. People that want to take what we have, people that want to give us a hard time, people that want to correct us, tell us how we can improve ourselves, want to bother us with all of their good ideas. So many different ways that we're suffering. So we're suffering this blazing fire of material existence. And as human beings, we have one special gift. And that special gift is to ask why. Why am I suffering? Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? There must be a reason. I have the faculty of discrimination. I can reason. I can separate my existence from the existence of others, and I can ask why I'm in this blazing fire. So we begin the process of questioning why I'm here, more importantly, how I can get relief. And if we're sincere enough, and in previous lifetimes we performed enough pious activities, then maybe we become very fortunate to come in touch with the Sadguru, Holy Master, the proper bona fide Vaishnava or Sri Guru. And when that happens, where our fortune becomes assured, we can then know that simply by coming in touch with him, simply by having his darshan, that if we follow his instructions and we fall at his lotus feet and beg for his mercy, that in no time at all, time is relative, so one lifetime, three lifetimes, 10, 100, 10,000, but then some time our material existence will come to an end. And why will it come to an end? Because we rendered some service to the Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam states that a moment's association with a pure devotee bestows such great gain upon the living entity that it actually cannot be described, the good fortune that comes to one who is able to have darshan of the pure devotee. But having darshan of the pure devotee is one thing, but hearing from him is another, because that is the real darshan, that is the real Hari darshan, is to hear what the Holy Master has to say. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Tad vidhi parikartena parikasneena sevaya upadek shanti te dhanam yaminasat darshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service to him, himself, your life, soul, and impart knowledge unto you, because he has seen the truth, because he has seen the truth, the real truth, the summum bonum, the supreme reality at every minute within himself, and around himself. So by inquiring submissively and hearing Harikatha from the pure devotee, and by rendering some service to him, all of our anarthas, all of our bad things, our attachments to these physical bodies, which are the source of pain, these physical bodies are actually the vehicle by which we suffer these different ailments I spoke about in the beginning, these different pains of the blazing fire of material existence. Because the spiritual master gives us knowledge about who we really are, our remembrance of our real self and our real purpose. He reminds us that we're Krishna Das and Krishna Dasi. He gives us the means to connect again with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because why? Because he is God's emissary. He is as good as God, the Shastras tell us. Not God, but as good as God. And for those who have experienced the Holy Master, he's actually better than God. Because when God's mercy, when Krishna's mercy becomes very, very thick, very hard, raw, like raw candy, the spiritual master manifests and says, oh, so you really want to get out of the material world? You want to leave this place of fire? Okay, come. Take my instruction, take my association, and come with me and leave all of this unpleasantness behind. Although I've taken enough of your time, I've said some very simple words. This is my little bit of understanding, and I'm hopeful that you'll bless me, that I can actually, instead of being a poser as a devotee, that I can actually become a real devotee and follow the orders and instructions of Sri Guru Dev. Runja Kompi, please.